Okay, so Per Gimel Mishnah Vav. Follow up of the previous Mishnah, before we're talking about people have every right to be in the public place, carrying their things, even if they're sharp or whatever it is. Now what happens if one guy's running? That's a little different. Now, let me say the Mishnah outside first, because the inside is a little misleading. The rule is going to be, the previous Mishnah said, if two guys are walking in opposite directions, they have head-on collision, then since everyone had a right to be there, the victim has to suffer the consequences of not looking where he's going. The burden is on you to watch where you're going, not on the you who want to protect yourself have to watch and protect yourself, not on the burden of the person who's carrying the dangerous object. Now, the mission will have really a couple cases here. The first case can be when they're both running. Now, running is being mishuna, is being weird. They're speeding down the freeway. That's different than this case is walking. You have a right to walk in the public place. Now, all of a sudden, one joker's running, and let's first step one. Two guys are down on 7th Avenue in Manhattan, and they are both running in opposite directions, each to catch a bus, and they bump heads. Okay? So now really, each one is a bad guy. Each one. You have no right. The sidewalks are for walking, not for running. So if they run and they have a head-on collision, really, they both were bad, but that both will be potter, let's say one will get much more hurt than the other, because each one can legitimately argue this wouldn't have happened if you wouldn't have been running. You hear that? Even so, it was, I weigh 300 pounds and you're 100 pounds. So when you, I had a collision, but I walked out just fine. I'm the smiley face and you're the sad face in the picture, right? Because you got clobbered. But too bad. And I was running, it's true, but I'll just say, listen, you were also running. If you wouldn't have been running, this wouldn't have happened. And that's how it'll be putter. Now, if one guy is running and one guy is walking, so then the running guy is responsible for the bad behavior. Now, because he's in violation of the rules. He has no right to run on a place that's for walking. Now, the Mishnah is going to say, oh, he's still potter. But the Gemara says, how's that? So it says the case is, and this is classic. The case is, we're talking about Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. Because in Erev Shabbos, Jews are expected to be running around, and therefore you have to watch out. You know, if you walk on Ayalon Street, 10 minutes before Shkia on a Friday, is a car going up that hill like 70 miles an hour?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Seriously, right? Now I don't necessarily saying yay or nay, but I'm saying that's the Metzias. The Metzias is it gets frenetic close to Shabbos. So you have to know that people are running around the streets and be careful. So people are assumed to be doing mitzvahs and running to get ready for Shabbos and everything, and that's the time. It's not Mishuna on Friday afternoon or an Erev Rosh Hashanah to be running around Erev Sukkot, running around the last second to get your stuff and carrying your tzchach, and who knows, be careful.
So the halacha sort of changes depending on when the situation happens.
That's right. You're allowed to be, the Torah really is, you see it very like libertarian, it really is, despite the fact that it's a massive set of laws, but it's like everyone has the right to do what they have to do in life. And like if that messes you up, too bad for you. People have to get on with their lives. So that's a sort of a theme, if you will. So here you see, on Friday afternoons, people have to run around. So people are going to be running around. Watch out. Buyer beware. Pedestrian beware. If you're walking head-on collision, look where I'm going. If I'm putting out my Zevil in the time I'm allowed to put it out, that's actually, we said, different than you're responsible anyways. But, you're right. The fertilizer. But that was a little different. But the point is that here the issue is people run on Erev Shabbos, so he has a right to do it. Like he has a right to do it because it's normal behavior. I don't know exactly what's it.
If normal behavior is really against the law, this is still normal behavior. Like people double park. You know that if you're in Bar Park on Erev Shabbos, people are going to double park and block you in. It's a given fact. Now they're not doing correct, they're not doing legally, but everybody does. You know people are going to do it. So which?
It's a good question. It's a good question. I think that the thing is when we're talking about walking and running in a public place, there aren't laws governing it per se. There's expected behavior and then weird behavior.
It's called sidewalk.
Right. No, but there's an expected. I think there's even if I remember from my driver's license days, I think you actually if the speed limit is 55, but the traffic is moving at 65, I think you're not supposed to go at 55. If I remember correctly. Right. I seem to remember if the speed limit is 55, but traffic's moving at 65, you're not supposed to go 55.
No, you're allowed to.
You're the one that's the left lane, maybe. For getting the speed.
No, you're in the right lane. For sure, you're allowed to. Yeah.
No, but if you...
You're supposed to keep up with traffic. If traffic's going 80, you're not supposed to go to 80.
Right, because if you get pulled over, you can't use your shoes, but everybody else...
Yeah.
Okay, well,
yeah.
We caught you.
I tried that in Connecticut. They're all going $100.
Okay,
yeah,
but
they're all pulled over.
So, you said you're remembering something. But anyways, that'll take a second.
90, that guy's too fast for him.
So nothing's coming to mind exactly. Children on a playground. Children on a playground. That's a better example. There aren't rules governing play on a playground. Like,
yeah,
everyone's
sometimes you see these giant kids.
Yeah, so the kids that are appropriate age for it are expected to be running around, and like they run into the other, they're putter. I mean, they're kids. Anyways, I'm saying if it would be adults, or whatever, they're putter, because like that's expected behavior on a playground is to run around. But maybe expected behavior is not to be 18 years old on the swings. And if an 18-year-old brings down the swing set with them, maybe he's five because he's that sure. wasn't you know, that was the rule is everyone is working on the assumption that people are behaving normally. The guy who acts abnormally is the person who's responsible. That's because you're not expecting him to do that. That's the going to be a rule here. Society's functioning like under normal assumptions. You're acting weird.
So what's weird if two guys are walking? So the person that stops is being weird.
Yeah, that's right. So the guy who stops is being weird.